First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio. Their promise is to help neighbors be financially stronger tomorrow than they are today. Learn how that's possible at gofirstbank.com or stop by your local First Bank of Wyoming branch location located in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, and Mountain View. Duke and Dow with you in studio this morning. And joining us over the phone today is Commissioner of the Wyoming High School Activities Association. That's Trevor Wilson. Hey, good morning, Trevor. We're underway in fall sports. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Full speed ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say the last time we spoke, I think it was right after state track at the end of May. So obviously you've had the summer to prep and into another school year. What's on your plate as far as the commissioner this year as you get another fall season going?
Well, in the last week, we have put together our ADMs for the following reclass cycle, 26-27, 27-28. And those don't look that great for our current structure, meaning we have less schools in 4A, which is okay. 3A looks okay, but 2A, now we'll have 11 schools. And then 1A, we'll have 29 schools if we keep our current structure. So that's created a little bit of consternation, not only for our office, but for our schools as well. So that's going to be the biggest thing, is figure out what we want to do moving forward for the next reclass year with 26-27, 27-28. So other than that, I mean, kids are going full speed, but it was good until then, but it's all right. We'll figure it out and hopefully do what's best for our schools.
Yeah, so it sounds like maybe some changes in the 1A, 2A ranks. What are some of the ideas being discussed right now? Obviously, it's going to take some time to iron this out.
Yeah, and then it's so early. I mean, I've talked to maybe a handful of the 10 people. There might be other people with ideas, but I really don't have a lot to share with that. I just know that we have to do something different. 29 schools in 1A and 11 schools in 2A, that's not good for anybody. So we're going to come up with a plan. Hopefully we're going to talk about it at our district meetings coming up in September. We're going to have a reclassification committee meet, and then our board, we will discuss the plan moving forward on our October 2nd meeting. So I really don't know. I don't have details. I have my own thoughts, and I'll just share those with the schools. So I just don't know at this time.
Trevor, when it comes to that kind of thing, do you appreciate feedback from the public or from stakeholders? Do you want that kind of thing, or is it more of an internal discussion, like you said, with the board and things like that?
Well, I appreciate feedback from our schools because that's who we work with. I mean, those are our constituents. We work with our member schools. I appreciate feedback from them. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't get a vote. And so we have to work together to come up with some proposal that works for the most. It's never going to be great for all of our schools. We know that you're going to have a school in each classification that is the smallest. That's just, no matter what we do, that's going to happen. So, feedback is good. There are no answers right now. We just have to figure out what's best. And when we went to this new system of, you know, cut lines, so to speak, with 700 above and 110 to 209, or 210 to 699 with those enrollment cutoffs, that looked good for us at the last time, but it doesn't look good now. And that's the one problem you have when you just draw these lines and schools fall where they fall. Whereas, to me, the best system is what we used to do. X amount of schools are in 4A, X amount in 3A, X amount in 2A, and X amount in 1A, and you just live with wherever you fall. But at least we know we're going to be somewhat balanced across our classifications and not have this 11 schools in 2A and 29 and 1A. Again, that's my opinion.
Trevor Wilson, Commissioner of the Wyoming High School Activities Association, joining us on First Bank Wyoming Sports Friday today. Trevor, one of the other things we talked about last spring and something that's kind of been evolving is NIL and what kind of impact that would have on high school athletes across the state. Update us on what discussions took place over the summer.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot over the summer. The last time that we had any type of discussion with a group was with our the superintendents met I don't remember what day it was, but anyway, I met with them to discuss the NIL, and they at that time have voiced overall concern for NIL or adopting an NIL policy. So they were going to at that time at least relay their information to their athletic directors. So when voting comes, they were going to vote accordingly. So my thought is, if that indeed happens, that the NIL second reading policy will not pass. Now, that's my opinion. It certainly could, but based on the discussion we have with the superintendents, they're just a little leery. I mean, they're still a little concerned. You know, we talked about what you see on the college level. We know it's not going to be at that level for high school, but there are some potential issues. So we'll see where that goes. I don't have any more updates. And as far as discussion goes, just very little other than the superintendent's meeting.
Trevor, you've obviously been involved with the WHSAA for a long time. And any big picture items that you've kind of noticed coming down the pipe that are kind of coming across your desk now that maybe used to be something that wasn't really more than a conversation, and now it's something that's maybe turning into a policy discussion that maybe is something you could share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest one is just what we just talked about with NIL, if that indeed happens or not. You would have never thought 20 years ago that would even be an issue. And then, you know, the other thing that our schools have to deal with and are dealing with is the whole homeschool, virtual school situation. And it obviously, you know, the money that was granted is now taken away from some of those folks. So that's the biggest thing we need to monitor, to see if the homeschool, virtual school continues to increase or if it kind of levels out. But that's a concern to our brick and mortar schools, because we don't, at the end of the day, we're already losing students. But if the homeschools increase or the virtual schools increase, then obviously our brick and mortar folks are going to lose some students as well. So other than that, you know, the ADMs thing, that's the reclass. That's the biggest thing we have to figure out. And that needs to get figured out sometime in the very near future.
Trevor, I wanted to ask about officials. There's been a few instances. I don't know that it's happened a lot, but games have had to be rescheduled or readjusted over the last year or two just because there haven't been enough officials to do all the games on one day. How are things looking as far as number of officials? I'm assuming that you'll probably take more, as many as you can get, right?
We will always take new officials, more officials. The sport of football is very, very difficult, and I don't know our numbers as of today, but what I'm hearing is they're down even more, which is a problem. And scheduling for this year is beginning to be a problem, because, just so you guys are aware, when we hand out football schedules, which we did last November, we do a two-year cycle. So we schedule officials for 2 years, and it's hard to predict how many folks you'll have on your crew in 6 months, let alone 2 years from now. So it's creating some issues for some of our people, but we'll work through it. And again, if there's anybody out there that is interested, especially in officiating football, either let us know or let your local activities director know, or your local officials association leader, let them know. We'll take all comers. And you know, we try to do what we can to allow those first-year folks a little cheaper way to get in. It's free, and the camps are free. There's just a lot of things that we're trying to do to increase our numbers, but there's no magic formula.
What is the cause of the decline in numbers for officiating? What's kind of the overall consensus as the reason that might be happening?
Well, I think, well, just to be clear, the decline, we're fine in most sports, but football and soccer are two that we just don't quite have enough to do exactly what we need to do. So the number one reason that we hear, and this is nationwide, this isn't just a Wyoming thing, is poor sportsmanship. And it's poor sportsmanship with the athletes, the coaches, and more so the fans. That's the reason why people do not want to get involved, or they do get involved, and they get out as soon as they can because of a poor experience with a fan. And that's unfortunate, but that's, again, that's not just a Wyoming thing. That's a nationwide concern.
That's Commissioner of the Wyoming High School Activities Association, Trevor Wilson, joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Trevor, always appreciate your time and the updates. Thank you very much.
You guys have a great day, and thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
It's on SVI Radio on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.